For years now, the state of Michigan has lost more jobs than it has gained. It's the longest stretch of sliding employment in Michigan since the Great Depression. Cities around the state are trying to diversify an economy that has long relied on manufacturing. And as Detroit Public Radio's Celeste Headley reports, one city is turning to a different kind of industry, and that is art.
Economists at the University of Michigan say they expect the state to lose nearly 30,000 jobs in 2007. Michigan's unemployment is 2.5 percentage points higher than the national average. The city of Jackson has been largely dependent on the manufacturing industry since the 1800s. The recent struggles of the domestic auto industry are clearly visible in the empty storefronts and abandoned homes in parts of Jackson. And 17-year-old Kendall Southworth, like many other young people, says she has no plans to stay.
I think everybody, as soon as they get out of high school, want to get out as soon as they possibly can.
Many cities in Michigan are pursuing high-tech industries in an effort to diversify their economies. In Jackson, they're trying something experimental and somewhat risky. This blue-collar town is inviting artists from around the country to move in and hopefully start cottage industries that'll jumpstart the local economy. Steve Zarnicki is the president of the Enterprise Group of Jackson. His organization is turning a 19th-century prison into an artist colony with 62 residential units, workshops, gallery space, even an innovation center where artists can learn to become entrepreneurs.
Not just to take a brownfield and turn it into another industrial property. We saw a real opportunity here to turn this into sort of a creative asset, something that would sort of drive the future of Jackson in a new direction.
The question is, will it be the right direction? Zarnicki says applications from prospective artist residents have been coming in quickly, but can a performance artist from California or a modernist sculptor from Nevada find clients and build businesses in this Midwestern working-class town? Creative Industries Director Jane Robinson says she doesn't think that'll be a problem.
People, regardless of where you live, if it's Jackson, Michigan, or Chicago, or New York, I mean, they're diverse in every community. And I think, you know, Jackson is, you know, the same as every other community, whether it be in Michigan or across this country.
Jackson's reputation as a working-class town stretches back to the 1830s, when the city chose to build a prison instead of a university. The inmates became a source of cheap labor, and the city even dug tunnels beneath the streets to take prisoners directly from their cells to various factories around town. Now, developers hope to attract a different kind of labor force, the kind who might enjoy living inside 30-foot granite prison walls.
It looks like castle walls, and, you know, put a few flags on top of the guard towers there. And I thought that I would feel more enclosed, but now that I'm up here looking at it, I don't feel enclosed at all. It frames the space.
Artist Mary Lou Miller is gazing at the old prison yard, the view that will eventually greet her each morning when she moves into the Armory Arts Walk apartments. She says using the arts to spur an economic turnaround in Jackson will require a lot of focused effort from the artistic and business community, but she thinks the residents are willing to do whatever's necessary.
Even though all of the cities in Michigan are struggling, the upside of that is the people who care about making the city succeed really care. You know, they really want to come together and do new things for the city. And that's what this is.
And other cities around the nation have been successful at spurring development by attracting the so-called creative class. Reese Fade is the CEO of Living Cities, an organization that invests in urban neighborhoods around the country. She says this kind of project is just as feasible as bringing a large corporation into a city.
You can bring in a major industry. Will that industry's employee needs match the skill sets of the people that are living in that community? There's always the question as to whether just citing it there is going to be the silver bullet.
And Fade says there are distinct advantages to relying on the creative industries.
This is an artist's community or an artist industry. We can be sure that these are not going to be ever, if you will, outsourced positions.
The anticipated move-in date at the Armory Arts Village is January of 2008. Officials say the apartments at the historic prison will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis. For NPR News, I'm Celeste Headley.